أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يقتل مؤمنا متعمدا فجزاؤه جهنم خالدا فيها وغضب الله عليه ولعنه وأعد له عذابا عظيما. In the previous ayat, three different forms of a Muslim killing a Muslim in error by accident. That was discussed in the three different forms and what the punishment for that is. However, now Allah Ta'ala explains a Muslim killing a Muslim intentionally, which is beyond a Muslim, that without reason he kills another Muslim and he murders him and without any reason. So what is the punishment for that? That is discussed in this ayat. وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا. اور جو کوئی قتل کرے مسلمان کو جان کر, any Muslim who kills another Muslim, a mu'min, intentionally, without any reason, فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ, تو اس کی سزا دوزخ ہے. The punishment for that person will be the fire of Jahannam. خَالِدًا فِيهَا, برابر رہے گا اس میں, and he will remain in there forever. خَالِدًا, forever he will be in there. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ, اور اللہ کا اس پر غصہ ہو, and Allah's anger will descend on that person. وَلَعَنَهُ, اور اس کو لعنت کی, and Allah will curse that person, that is removing from the mercy of Allah. وَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا, اور اس کے واسطے تیار کیا برا عذاب, and for him is a very severe punishment that has been prepared. So this ayat clearly shows that it is a great, very, one of the major sins to kill, for a Muslim to kill another Muslim without any reason. And the punishment of that, as mentioned in here, is the fire of Jahannam, that he will remain in there forever. However, the ulama, Allah reward them, have explained in the light of the Quran and Hadith, looking at everything, and that is what is necessary. Many times we make an error that we just take one ayat or one hadith and we deduce from there. But in that aspect, there are many other ayat also and many other hadith also. And we have to keep in mind the principles of deen. And the principles of deen are, as far as tawbah is concerned, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive that a person commits shirk, and from other ayat, kufr, the two gunas, these will never be forgiven by Allah, and besides that, Allah forgives whoever He wants to. And even those two gunas, and even an intentional murder, if a person makes tawbah, sincere tawbah, then that gets forgiven also. It must be sincere, and it must be with all its conditions which are required for tawbah to be accepted. Then whatever guna it can be, a person who committed shirk, associating partners with Allah Ta'ala for 100 years, or he was an atheist, he did not believe in Allah Ta'ala for even 100 years, but he makes tawbah, and it's a sincere tawbah, and it is a correct tawbah, that guna will also be forgiven. All gunas will be forgiven if a person makes tawbah. Another thing comes to light here, that Allah used this very strong terms here, that such a person who kills another person, and for many other gunas, even less than this, Allah says it's a severe punishment. Yeah, Allah says he will be in the fire of Jahannam forever. And غَضِبَ اللَّهِ وَلَعَنَهُ, Allah's anger on that person, Allah's curses on that person. And Allah has prepared a severe punishment. It's necessary to understand the Quran. We must know the language of the Quran and the tone of the Quran. When the Quran Sharif wants to discourage us from terrible sins, it uses these severe and hard words, but it is not meant directly. Just like, for example, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will make shukr, I will increase you in my ni'mat. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And if you will be unthankful, but Allah used the word كَفَرْتُمْ, if you will make kufr, for being unthankful, to show how can you be unthankful. You have to appreciate the favors of Allah. So Allah used the severe word, but that severe word in its actual basic meaning is not meant. It's just to show the severity and to discourage that person. Just like a person, a father reprimanding his children, and they committed some wrong they did, and he uses very harsh words. For example, he will even say, get out from here. I've got nothing to do with you. But he doesn't mean it. He's just showing the severity of the wrong that person has done. So that is the tone of the Quran Sharif. Those people and big ulama and groups that have formed. For example, those people who claim that any big guna, major guna a person commits, then he goes out of the fold of Islam. It is all on the basis that they did not understand the tone of the Quran Sharif. And they took it at face value, and any person who commits any guna, then they say he's out of the fold of Islam. Whereas many, many ayat and hadith, in the hadith of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, the instance is written of that person who killed 100 people, and then he was also forgiven and he went straight to Jannah. So we have to understand deen in its proper looking at it holistically. Not just taking one ayat, one incident or one hadith and then we want to make our decision. And that is the great difference of understanding deen between us and the great fuqaha. Like Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Malik rahimahumullah. These were those great people whose knowledge we can never compare. They had the complete knowledge of deen, their piety, their intelligence and understanding, the ability to deduce and take out masail from Quran and hadith. We've got no idea of that. We look at one hadith and we make a ruling. They have seen everything on that. The example of this is that there is a court case running about for somebody. The court case may be 6 weeks, 6 months, even 6 years. And we went and attend one session of it. And what we heard in that one session, and we are no lawyers, we are no judges or anything, but we make a decision that the person is guilty or not guilty. And the judge who sits over that whole proceeding for the 6 months, 6 years, and having the law in front of him, having his whole lifetime of experience, he makes a judgment. It's clear that what is our judgment in front of his. Just like that, our view on any matter and the view of the imams on this matter, our view holds no weight, no water whatsoever. So Allah give us to understand the proper deen and to read the Quran Sharif by the barakat of recitation of Quran Sharif. One great miracle and gift is that Allah gives that person the understanding of deen in its proper way. May Allah give us tawfiq and also tawfiq to stay away from all sins. Those sins which are very severe, killing a Muslim without reason, what a big guna. So to have in our heart the evil of committing of sins, whether it is that, whether it is from missing namazes, whatever other thing, whatever gunas are, may Allah put the hatred and the fear of Allah in our heart, the fear of the fire of Jahannam to burn there forever is no small thing. The other explanation also is given that khalidan yeh means for a very long period. If he doesn't make tawbah and he dies as a mu'min, he's got iman. He will go to Jahannam and for a very long time, not forever. A kafir, a person who hasn't got iman, a mushrik, these people, if they died without tawbah, they will remain in Jahannam forever. A Muslim who has even killed another Muslim, what a big son. But he's got iman, even one iota of iman. He will remain in Jahannam for a very, very long period, and this very long period is referred to forever. Like a person is given a life sentence, life term imprisonment. It doesn't mean forever, it means a very long period, whatever the law classifies it as, but it means a very long period. May Allah give us understanding of deen and to practice upon deen.